Kaylee, heading into cyclone season, Kaylee, you need to be as prepared as possible.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking to experts all this week, but have you thought about your pets?
I have a cat.
Yeah.
That she goes in her crate. She's good.
Pets in general need to be prepared. So I've actually got Elle from Mackay Canine Training with us, friend of the show. Elle, I haven't really thought about preparing Raina for cyclone season, but there's probably some things we should be doing, right?
There definitely is. Good morning, guys. Look, Kaylee, really, you hit the nail on the head with your cat. You said, my cat's crate trained. She goes in a carry case or her crate when she needs to. We need to do the same for our dogs. And I know, Sam, you do crate training with Raina.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest things you can do, but you can also do a go bag for your dog or your cat.
Okay, well, what would be in the go bag?
Okay, so I would have things like some of your dog's favourite treats, some of your dog's normal food. I would have some flea, tick and worming products as well, just in case. You have to go worst case scenario. Imagine a tree falls on your house and you need to move out for 3 months. Well, imagine having a couple months supply of those vet essentials that you don't need to fork out or stress about or wonder, oh my God, what size worming tablet did I need to get again?
Yeah. Oh, I thought of something you'd need. Poo bags.
Oh, yeah. Poo bags or collapsible dog bowls. Put some water in for your dog.
I didn't even think about all of that, like even the worming stuff. I thought, you know, food, a litter, spare litter tray, some litter and stuff. But to think of worming tablets, I was like, oh, yeah, 3 days would be out of home, not a couple of months.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on how bad, you know, if it is a big cyclone and you are out of home, yeah, it could be a long time.
What about your fish? Anything you can do for your fish?
Well, I mean, the fish, not get me started, but with fish, make sure you've got all your chemicals so you can keep your tank nice and clean. Have a little portable tank you can take with you.
Yeah, that's smart.
That is smart. I thought I was tricking you with that one.
Elle, is there anything else you reckon we need to know and be prepared for?
Look, honestly, I cannot push it enough. Start your dog with some crate training as quick as you possibly can. It will help in the long run. And then have a little go bag.
Yeah. For those who are thinking, oh, we're already in cyclone season, I haven't even started, you can get your dog crate trained pretty fast, right?
100%. Really, if you were pushed, you could have your dog crate trained or conditioned to a crate within a week or two.
Oh.
So you've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. And if you need extra tips, you can always hit up the crew, Elle and Sam at Mackay Canine Training. Elle, thanks for the tips. Appreciate it.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.